joined this morning on a rainy Sunday morning by David Malukas. How difficult was qualifying this morning with a slick track?
I mean, that was the joke, really. That was so hard. I mean, I heard the rumors. I never driven here in the rain before, but I heard the rumors that it's very tough. It's very hard. And let alone, I mean, I've barely done any rain racing for the past couple of years, maybe like once a year. So, I mean, going into it, you know, I was like, well, you know, whatever. What happens, and I'm just going to go out there and have some fun. And I came out of the pits and almost spun, and I was like, this is not going to be fun. There was a giant puddle right on pit exit, and I literally almost spun right when I went out. So I was like, okay, this is how it's going to go. So, yeah, I mean, going just from the start, I just let Linus by and just followed him.
Yeah, I was wondering how, when you guys came around for the first lap, I'm like, did something happen to David? Because I think he left pit lane first.
He for some reason, he just has so much traction down the straights. I was just wheel spinning for days. I don't know how he was doing it. So then I was just, okay, I'm just going to let him by and then follow him. And he took off on the first bit. But then I kind of followed his line. I got in, then the next lap, I would just stand right behind him in his giant spray. I can't see anything, and I'm just like, I'm just going to be right behind him because he's not wheel spinning. I follow him, and then I'm just like, okay, you can't see anything. So I mean, we're going into two, and I don't know where two is.
Oh, dear God.
So I'm just going flat out, and then all of a sudden I just see a rain light, and I'm like, okay, time to break. And so I would just use his brake light as my reference. So, yeah, and then... ended up just being pretty good, I guess.
I just ended up, you know, like, going on the pole. It's fine.
it worked out.
So, you start on the pole. Your championship rival is a couple spots back.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be tough, but does that, you know, give you that a little bit of extra motivation to, you know, get off to a killer start and just run away with it and let everything else, you know, fall where it may?
Yeah, I mean, going off of quali 2, everything had to go our way if we still want to be in the points, and it did. So, I mean, I was like, it seems near impossible, but also this morning seemed near impossible, and it's happening. So, I don't know. I'm going to keep my head high. It's definitely, I think, motivated the team for sure. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. We'll see how it goes. You know, I think Linus is going to be a pretty hothead on the outside there. I think he's going to want it pretty bad. He was driving pretty aggressively. So, I don't know. We'll see. We need a win. Lead the most laps, and he needs to DNF, practically. That's what kind of needs to happen. Or finish last. But the issue is, if somebody spins, which is a high chance of somebody spinning and hitting a wall, could be me, too, who knows, then...
Just not put that GP out.
Yeah, and so, I mean, then he gets second last right away, so then all he has to do is just idle on the way back, right? So if somebody spins on DNFs, then he wins. So I have to bet on him getting last, nobody else spinning out. So it's like... Everything
flat,
has to be.
Flat.
Yeah.
What if he spins?
See?
Yeah, see exactly.
So what you do is you just go to everybody else on the grid, like right now, and just be like, hey, can you just take it easy?
Listen.
We're not advocating for bribery or anything.
Maybe. So far
it's
worked.
What's your favorite candy?
Yeah. So we went to this blood prison last night. So I think that was my good training. I barely slept, but it was good training because that didn't scare me after.
Haunted houses is where it's at.
Yeah,
to
I
win
think,
your championship.
That's how you win championship. But no, so I was, and there was some, like, you know, there's a whole bunch of crazy people over there, and then one of them was screaming help me, and I was like, actually, I need help, I need to win this championship. And so I and then she goes, okay, and then she did some voodoo, and I think she might have put a curse. So
listen.
And so far, I mean, it seems true, but I don't know, normally in movies when you curse somebody it ends up coming back at you, but
listen, we'll get through the race first.
Yeah,
and then you can deal with the aftermath.
Yeah, I mean, that's
it's fine.
Yeah,
it's
probably like gonna be like my button's not gonna fit on my suit or something. That's gonna be my karma.
Is that your karma?
Yeah.
That's a me karma right now too. My suit needs a little bit of adjustments. So you mentioned you haven't raced a ton in the rain. Have you gotten to race Road to Indy anywhere in the rain over the last couple years that you at least have maybe a vague idea?
Once in Barber, but that was an Indy Pro, and it wasn't wet. It was like wet, half wet, and we were still in slicks.
So it's half wet.
So it was like, there's a very fine line. It's like damp, but you're still on slick tires.
Okay.
So that was my rain. So not really rain. But yeah, so I don't know. It's going to be interesting how this start is going to be intense. I don't know how this is going to work out, because there's, in this track, there's only one line. And there's nothing else you can do.
Yeah.
So I just have a feeling somebody's going to try going down the inside where there's no grip, and it's going to be like ping pong balls.
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning, or have never even heard of paddle, or padel, as it's called in North America, this is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season aligning with the Pro Tour, you can anticipate 2 engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey, and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select 1 lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
Yeah, I kind of think that too.
But as long as you stay out front, let them ping pong ball behind you.
Exactly. So,
right?
If we can make it to turn 4 and we're still in the lead, I think there's a pretty good chance that we can just bring it home. But still, Linus was very quick, so he's going to be right behind me like a rocket ship. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. And he's fast on the straights, so, and I'm just fast through the corners.
All right. Yeah. You got this. Juju. Witchcraft, I don't know. Yeah.
Blood, what was it called? Blood prison?
Blood prison.
Blood prison.
Feels terrible.
Blood prison superstition is now started every time you're at Mid-Ohio, you have to go there.
Yeah, okay.
Assuming it's open year-round.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's not awesome, because that was pretty rough. I mean, it was like an hour. I was an hour in this prison.
In the haunted house for an hour?
Yes, and I was with Thompson, and we had this, and they were grabbing me, throwing me, and I mean, they threw me into a cell, locked it, and they started, they tied my leg and started hammering my leg, and I was like,
no.
Dude, this is kind of real. And then, and I was and I was trying to get her off, and then she just closed my eyes, and then just, I was like, geez, man, they're aggressive.
I think we need to go there next year.
Negative.
They have the Doom soundtrack playing in one of the parts.
I like that.
That was so cool. I was just raving out. There's like a guy with a gun pointing at me, and I'm just like, this is my jam.
Like, if I can get through this, I can get through anything.
Yeah. So.
All right. So, last race of the year, coming up to the off season. Hopefully, you're hoping to be in IndyCar next year. So, how do you go into the off season and, you know, does your preparation change at all, you know, in the gym or in the sim or anything like that, that you get ready for 2022 and whatever it brings?
Kind of just do the same with working out and everything, just enhance it by 3,000%.
Seems easy.
Yeah, so just, yeah, wake up and then just go to the gym. And then just
stay there,
eat lunch there, and come back and go to sleep.
And work there.
Yeah, just do everything there.
Yeah.
That's kind of the plan. And then hopefully I'll come in next year and you guys will see my alert.
You will need a new suit.
yeah, exactly.
Wrong.
Okay, yeah, right. I'm getting my questions confused for who I'm supposed to talk to later today.
My question was, and you already answered it, was if he's raced in the rain, because Kirkwood has not raced in the rain at all.
Yeah.
Does that give you any sort of extra confidence boost that he has not raced in the rain at the Road to Indy?
Yeah, kind of. But I feel like if it was any other track, I mean, I think he'd still be pretty quick. Because he was quick at the start there. I just think he had the oopsie in 12, which I was also there. Pretty funny story. Before we went out, me and Kyle were talking, and I was like, good luck in the rain, man. This is going to be fun. And he's like, who do you think is going to be the first one to spin and cause a rain? And I said, me, in turn 12. And the funny thing was, I went off in turn 12, and I come back on, and he passed me. And I was waving at him. I told him, when I go off in turn 12, make sure to wave at me. And I went to him. He didn't wave back.
Kyle.
I mean, he was drifting, too. So I'm pretty sure he's busy.
But still.
Yeah, but still.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Winners.
I also did a donut on the front straight, which was very cool.
I think we caught the tail end of that. We didn't see what was happening, though.
Yeah.
Everybody thought I was going in the wall, and I told to them that I wasn't, but in my head, I was going in the wall. I was like, yes, I'm in the wall. But last second, it hooked and going like reverse, and I was like, oh no. So I just pulled the clutch and just turned the wheel, and it worked. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to add that to the checklist that I just did a 180.
I mean, it looked cool.
It looked cool. Didn't plan it.
Pulling for you, just but, so you know, like the whole media center. We were out there like, yes! Yeah. Not playing favorites, but yes!
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's also good for the fans, right? Because it's like, it's not done yet. Yes. I mean, it comes out of the final race, which I think is very, very interesting.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we'll wrap it up there, and you've got your race in 90 minutes here, so best of luck, man, and look forward to seeing you in 22, wherever that may be.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to go do some data and take a nap.
Enjoy.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age, because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run, where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along The Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.